Audio Renaissance presents Because They Hate, A Survivor of Islamic Terrorism Warns America by Brigitte Gabriel.
Introduction. Radical Islam's modern war of world domination has been picking up momentum with its universal rallying cry of Allahu Akbar accompanying each act of terror and destruction. It first began after the Arab nations that were artificially carved out after World War II settled into internal despondency under despots and monarchs appointed by the Allied powers. It slowly fermented through the 1950s and 60s. By November 1979, it was well on its way when the Iranians took over the American embassy in Tehran. But no one really noticed or cared. I noticed when I was a 10-year-old girl in Lebanon, and Muslim rockets exploded in my bedroom on a November night, 4 years before the American hostages were taken. With my life on the line, I really cared, while the rest of the world just watched. My problem was that I wasn't an American. The Marines weren't coming to save me. And we Lebanese Christian, non-Muslim infidels were being labeled the aggressors by the press. Muslims dominated and now control Lebanon. Christian infidels paid the price then, and for their indifference and short-sightedness, infidels worldwide are paying the price now. The civil war in Lebanon was pushed off U.S. front pages by the hostage situation in Iran. The obsessive media exposure turned the 444-day captivity of diplomats and embassy workers into a nationwide trauma and a national...